Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. It is Friday, August 21st, 2026. Today, we are looking beyond the base model. The most interesting work in AI right now is increasingly happening after a foundation model has been selected. It is happening in domain data, executable training environments, reward design, agent harnesses, serving controls, and evaluation. Think of that collection as the improvement layer. Our first story comes from Legal. AI Harvey has introduced Tenet, a research preview model built by post-training Kimmy K3 with fireworks for long horizon legal work. Harvey says the goal is not only to improve legal performance. It also wants to create a path for law firms to build specialized models and own more of their institutional intelligence. The company reports that Tenet completed nearly twice as many held-out legal agent benchmark tasks as the base model and 20% more held-out contract tasks. Its all pass rate increased by 9 percentage points on the broader benchmark and 2 points on contracts. Those are Harvey's own results, so they need external scrutiny. But the training design is worth understanding. Each environment resembles a request from a legal partner. It contains a document corpus, tools, a reference answer, and a detailed rubric. The agent attempts the task several times. The rollouts are graded against the rubric, and near-tied groups are judged again to reduce noise. Harvey also rewards efficient work. When two trajectories achieve equivalent quality, training prefers the one that avoids unnecessary reasoning and token use. That is an important design choice. Quality and cost do not have to be optimized in separate systems. A reward can teach the agent to produce correct work without repeatedly searching the same sources or padding the final answer. Harvey says experts reviewed synthetic data, public legal data, and human expert data were used. It also says customer data were not included in this post-training work. For any professional services model, those data boundaries are critical. A benchmark gain cannot compensate for broken privilege, uncertain training rights, or citations that cannot be traced to evidence. The practical lesson is to treat post-training as executable product development. A good domain environment contains the task, its fixtures, allowed tools, permissions, reference evidence, acceptance rubric, cost budget, deterministic checks, and escalation rules. Version that entire bundle. If a production tool schema changes but the training environment does not, the model is learning to operate software that no longer exists. And if you use another language model as a judge, calibrate it against expert labels. Reevaluate close calls. Keep deterministic checks for citations, schemas, arithmetic, and permissions. Judge disagreement is evidence, not noise to hide. Our second story moves from documents to physical action. Simple AI has released the HiFiU MI2K dataset and a technical report about robot-free manipulation learning. Robot teleoperation produces directly embodied training trajectories, but it is expensive. Every hour requires the target robot, a control rig, and a skilled operator. Handheld demonstration systems are easier to scale. A person can manipulate objects using instrumented grippers without a robot in the loop. The problem is fidelity. Pose drift, weak synchronization, blind spots, and uncertain relative hand position can prevent those demonstrations from being reliable enough for task-specific post-training. HiFiU MI attempts to solve that data quality problem. Its capture system combines head-mounted, offline stereo-inertial mapping, native measurement of the relative pose between grippers, a shared hardware trigger for the sensors, and two wide-angle cameras on each hand. The authors report 3 mm workspace local accuracy and microsecond level synchronization. Captured demonstrations are reconstructed, replayed in simulation, checked, annotated, and curated before training. Across 3 vision language action and world action model backbones, the researchers report that policies post-trained only on HiFiU MI task demonstrations matched real robot teleoperation in aggregate. The 3 success rate differences were -2.5, +3.1, and -0.6 percentage points. The strongest policy reached 85% success on a precision insertion task. The team has released 2,000 hours of synchronized and replayable demonstrations under a Creative Commons attribution license. Now for the caveats. The study covers 4 bimanual tabletop tasks and 3 model backbones. The robot-free condition used roughly 10 times as many demonstrations as the teleoperation baseline. So this is a comparison of practical data production systems. It does not show that one handheld trajectory is as valuable as one teleoperated trajectory. The work also combines several fidelity improvements without isolating the contribution of each one. Even with those limits, the idea is powerful. Robotics can move expensive data collection away from scarce robots, provided it builds a rigorous compiler between human demonstration and robot action. The pipeline is: capture, calibrate, synchronize, reconstruct, transform, replay, validate, annotate, version, and train. Every stage should produce a receipt. Record the calibration version, clock offset, reconstruction confidence, replay result, embodiment mapping, and reason for rejection. Then, when a policy fails, engineers can trace the failure to a class of data problems instead of responding with the vague instruction to collect more data. Our third story is about model selection. Upstage is promoting Solr Pro 4 around instruction following, long documents, reliable tool call structure, and agent workflows. Artificial analysis gives the proprietary text model an intelligence index score of 42. Its listed first-party price is 30 cents per million input tokens, $1.20 per million output tokens, and 6 cents per million cached input tokens. But the operating profile tells a richer story than the composite score. Artificial analysis measures Solr Pro 4 at roughly 64 output tokens per second and describes it as relatively slow and verbose. Its analysis says the model made large gains on agentic and long context tests while taking longer per benchmark task than its predecessor. This does not make it a bad model. It makes it a model with a particular operating envelope. A patient background workflow may prefer instruction adherence and price over interactive speed. A voice assistant may reject the same route because latency dominates the user experience. Production routing should therefore compare task success, severe failures, tool call validity, citation precision, abstention, time to first token, end-to-end time, total task cost, modality, and data policy. Choose from the Pareto frontier. Do not force a single global winner. When an agent improves, also ask which layer produced the gain. Test the base model with the old harness. Then the base model with the improved harness. Test the post-trained model with the old harness. Finally, test the post-trained model with the improved harness. That four-cell comparison separates model learning from better retrieval, tools, prompts, and verification. It can stop a team from paying for specialized training when a straightforward runtime fix was responsible for the improvement. Our final story concerns hardware yield. Vectrus Labs has announced Waveform, a control layer that it says can recover unused productive capacity in deployed inference systems without retraining models, changing model weights, or modifying GPU kernels. On Mistral workloads in third-party run pod infrastructure, Vectrus reports throughput increases of 73% on an NVIDIA H100, 30% on an H200, and 34% on a B200. It also reports lower energy use and wall clock time. These are promising numbers, but they are vendor results. Vectrus explicitly says the figures are workload and configuration specific, and that they have not yet been independently reproduced in customer production. Limited design partner availability is scheduled for October 1st. The right evaluation must compare equal quality outputs with identical model weights, quantization, request traces, latency objectives, and power measurements. Throughput alone can hide delayed requests or changed output behavior. The useful measure is accepted, quality equivalent work per watt, dollar, and second. That brings us back to today's theme. Legal post-training, robot demonstration capture, and inference control software are all trying to improve yield. The scarce resource is not merely tokens, trajectories, or GPU hours. It is accepted work produced from them. The long-term advantage may be the improvement loop itself. Expert corrections, executable environments, deployment receipts, and verified outcome traces that accumulate inside an organization. But every loop can optimize the wrong proxy. A legal agent can learn to please an automated judge without serving a client. A robot policy can master four tabletop tasks without generalizing. An inference scheduler can increase throughput while damaging tail latency. Keep held-out tests. Watch real production outcomes. Stop the loop when its metric drifts away from the actual goal. The closing takeaway is this. Do not ask only which frontier model you can buy. Ask which expertise you can encode, which environment you can reproduce, which outcomes you can verify, and which parts of the improvement loop you can own. Now it is time for the quiz lightning round. Question 1. What base model did Harvey use for the Tenet legal post-training research preview? Was it A, Kimi K3, B, Solar Pro 4, C, GPT-4o, or D, Llama 3? The answer is A, Kimi K3. Harvey and Fireworks post-train that base in realistic, long-horizon legal environments. Question 2. What is the central claim tested by HiFiUMI? Is it A, every robot can learn from text alone? B, high-fidelity robot-free demonstrations can support task post-training without a real robot teleoperation anchor? C, simulation should replace all physical evaluation? Or D, more parameters eliminate the need for demonstrations? The answer is B, the study tests whether sufficiently accurate handheld demonstrations can produce policies that deploy directly on a real robot. Question 3. Why is one composite model benchmark insufficient for production routing? Is it A, benchmarks never contain numbers? B, every model has the same latency and price? C, workflows value different combinations of quality, latency, cost, reliability, modality, and policy? Or D, only parameter count matters? The answer is C, Solar Pro 4 shows how a strong intelligence score can coexist with a slower and more verbose operating profile. Question 4. What does the 4-cell model and harness evaluation separate? Is it A, model learning gains from improvements in retrieval, tools, prompts, and verifiers? B, training data from test data by deleting both? C, GPU memory from system memory? Or D, open source licenses from commercial licenses? The answer is A, testing base and post-train models across old and improved harnesses identifies which layer actually caused the gain. Question 5. How should teams interpret Vectrus's waveform performance figures today? Is it A, guaranteed gains for every model and GPU fleet? B, an independently established industry standard? C, irrelevant because serving software cannot affect efficiency? Or D, promising, workload-specific vendor, results awaiting independent production reproduction? The answer is D, Vectrus says the published figures are configuration-specific and have not yet been independently reproduced in customer production. That is the end of today's quiz lightning round. Build the improvement layer. Measure accepted work. Keep the evidence. Thanks for listening to the Code Mingle AI podcast.